Grab your Bibles this morning and turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Today we're going to begin a fun series. It's going to be six messages, all coming out of Proverbs. And the series is going to be titled Nuggets of Wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, we get all these beautiful passages that give us incredible wisdom of how we are to live our lives. And so today we're going to begin by looking at these nuggets of wisdom. There are times when I enjoy walking to the church from the house. However, as I walk over, if I'm walking from the house to the church, you know, I'm watching where I'm walking. Because number one, I don't want to step on a snake. The only good snake is a dead one. Second of all, I don't want to, which is more likely where we live, I don't want to step in an ant bed. I made that mistake once. It was not fun. Don't want to do that again. So as I'm walking from the church, from the house to the church, or from the church to the house, I'm literally watching my steps. You know, when I get to the road, I'm watching to make sure there's no cars coming. You know, we need to watch where we walk. When we're going down steps, you don't want to miss a step. When walking, you don't want to hit a sign or run into a tree limb. Yes, I've done that. The same truth applies to our walk with Jesus. We need to watch where we walk, because there's a lot of obstacles in the way that can cause us to trip and fall, hurt ourselves, or get off the path that God has laid out for us. Over the next few weeks, we will examine a series titled Nuggets of Wisdom, coming from Proverbs. Today, we begin by looking at the nugget of wisdom to ponder our path, or to watch where we walk. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26 and 27, the Word of God reads, "Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil." Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful passage. I thank you for the nuggets of wisdom that you are going to give to us over the next few weeks as we look at different messages and different verses coming from the book of Proverbs. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, challenge us, and encourage us from your word. I pray right now that your spirit would take over, that it would be your words and not mine, that I would sit down and that you would stand up and that you would have complete and total control over everything that is said. Lord, move as only you can in the hearts and lives of your people. We thank you and we love you. It's in the beautiful name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen. And so the first thing that we're going to look at is we're going to look at our need to ponder our path, to watch where we walk. As the first part of verse 26 says, ponder the path of your feet. And so as we look at this passage today, I want each of us to answer this question. Where are you walking? Where are you going? What path are you on? And so I want us to answer this question, where are we walking? Walking in Scripture is often an analogy for how we live our lives. In the New Testament, walk and live can often be interchanged out. And so a lot of times in the New Testament, when the writer says, walk this way, what he is saying is live this way. And some great examples come from 2 John chapter verse 6 says, "And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. That is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it." And so the writer of John is saying we are to live according to the commands that God has given us. Ephesians 5:15, "Therefore look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise." As the people of God, we are to live our lives as wise, not unwise. 2 Corinthians 5:7, which is my life verse, "Walk by faith, not by sight." You know, as we live our lives, we're to live our lives by our faith in Jesus Christ, not necessarily what we see going on around us. If you and I live our lives based on what we see going around us, we would be miserable, hopeless, depressed people all the time. But when we live in the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, all that changes. because of the hope that we have in Him. Galatians 5:16 says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." What is the best way that you and I can live on the right path? What is the best way that you and I can walk on the right path? It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. Letting the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and direct us each and every step of the way. And so as we look at each of these verses that we find in the New Testament and tie it together with the verse that we see here in Proverbs, it is important that we watch where we walk, that we ponder the path that we are on. As the people of God, we are to watch where our feet are stepping. The word that's used here for ponder means to clear our path. It means to make clear. And so as we think about that, what the writer is saying is we need to get rid of everything. We need to clear anything out of the path that might take our focus off of Jesus. And so as we think about that, we are to live in a way that lines up with what God has called us to do. We are to ponder our path. And in order to do that, we must guard what we do. Because the path that we are on is where our actions come from, and our actions matter. The way that you and I walk in this life matters. The way that you and I live our lives matters. People are watching us, and often they are waiting for us to make mistakes so they can feel better about themselves. Because as soon as a Christian brother or sister falls, they're like, "Oh, now I can feel better about myself." And so we need to be careful. We need to watch where we walk because the world is watching. The world sees our actions. The world sees what we do. Life is short, so we should live it in a way that aligns with what God expects of us. We know all too well that the life that you and I live is not all lasting. It can be short. And so we need to live according to what God expects of us, according to what God has called us to do. And in order to do this, if we are to live our lives in alignment with the Word of God, we need to check the path that we are on and make sure that it's the path that God would have us to walk. Are you and I, as the people of God, walking the path that God has laid out for us? Because here is a powerful but hard truth to hear. How we act reveals what's in our hearts. Let me say that again. How we act, the way that we live, the things that we do, reveals what's in our hearts. The path, or how we live, gives people a picture of what's inside of us. So as we think about that, does the way you live your life point people to Jesus? Is the path that we're walking pointing people to Jesus? Because as we walk this path, we got to watch for distractions. It's important to watch where we walk because the enemy is good at what he does. We find ourselves often distracted by the things of this world, and it's easy for us to get off the right path. You know, as we walk down this path that God has laid for us, it is so easy to get off that path. Because there are so many things. There are a lot of things that vie for our time and attention. You know, we got things coming this direction. We got things coming from that direction. We got things coming behind us. Things coming in front of us. And sometimes it can be hard just to sit down and find time to read the Bible. You know, sometimes it can be hard to just get on the right path. And then if you have kids, that just makes it even worse. Because anybody that has kids knows your kid doesn't need something until you're trying to do something important. It's like my poor wife, as soon as she sits down to read her Bible, Ella needs something. I was like, "Ella, leave mommy alone and let her read her Bible." And it's you know, there's so many distractions. There's school responsibilities. There's work responsibilities. I don't know if any of you guys have this problem, but in our house, our trash can is a perfect example of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Because as soon as I empty it, it's full again. You know, my wife feels the same way about the laundry basket. You know, it's like as soon as it's empty, it's full again. And so as we think about all these things, if we're not careful, do these things need to be done? Absolutely. Should they be done at the cost of our walk with Jesus? No. But there is a lot of things because we do have work responsibilities. You know, you can't help when a cow's born. And if you're a farmer, that's important. And so we have all these distractions. And if we're not careful, these distractions can get us off the path. Because, think about it. Once we miss one Sunday, how easy is it to miss the next one? Once we go a week without reading our Bible, how easy is it to go another week without reading our Bible? You know, there are certain things that we need to get done, and we can get so wrapped up in getting things done that we fail to stop and think, why are we doing them? Our enemy will do whatever he can to put obstacles in our path to get us to trip up and get off the path. That's why we need to watch or look to ensure we are walking the way that we should. And so I want to ask a couple questions this morning. Just questions for us to think about. First one, what is it that gets us off the path? And it might look different for each of us, but what is it that gets you off the path that God has laid for you? What do we need to be careful of? Because I'm going to tell you right now, the enemy knows our weaknesses. He knows what we struggle with, and he is going to use those to come after us. And that's why it's so important for us to watch where we walk. And again, it looks different for each of us. We may need to watch our pride. We may need to watch what we're drinking. We need to watch what we're doing with people that we're not married to. You know, the list could go on and on. The enemy knows our weaknesses, and he will use that against us to knock us off the path. But we cannot let him. We cannot let him in our lives. We cannot let him in our families. And we cannot let him in our churches. As the people of God, we got to kick Satan out. Because he, you know, anytime the people of God are moving in the right direction, Satan is going to do everything in his power to bring us down. And if we're not careful, we can let him. If we're not careful, we can let the enemy get the upper hand. We need to ponder the path that we're on to ensure that it is the path of the Lord and not the path of this world. We need to do our best to walk the way he leads us to walk. Our world gives so much to distract us. Some of these things that distract us are bad. Some of the things that distract us can be good. Because again, family's a good thing. Doing laundry is a good thing. Changing the trash, those are good things. But if they keep us from a relationship with God. Even so, if we're not careful, they can take our focus off the path of God he has called us to follow. You know, a great example of this I think about is when people say, well, I'm too busy to read my Bible. Then you're too busy. That's what it comes down to. We're too busy. And we see great examples of what it looks like to ponder the path, the proper path in Scripture. Look at David. When David focused on God and he faced the giant, what happened? That giant fell. When David focused on the lady when he was on his roof, what happened? David fell. Look at Peter. When Peter focused on Jesus, he did something that nobody else in history has ever done. He walked on water. But what happened when he focused on the storm? He began to sink. We, as the people of God, have been called to walk down the narrow path. And in order to walk down that narrow path, we need to focus on Jesus. And when you and I focus on Jesus, when we focus on God, our giants will fall and we can walk on the water. But as soon as you and I take our focus off the path, as soon as you and I take our focus off of Jesus, as soon as you and I take our focus off of God, we gonna fall. Matthew 7:13 and 14, Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it." As the people of God, we are to make sure we are walking the narrow, right path that God has laid out for us. In order for us to do that, you want to know what the key is to walking that path? We got to be firmly established. As the second half of this verse says, verse 26, "Ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established." You know, we need to be firmly established to not trip over the obstacles that the enemy puts in our path. When it comes to a building, the foundation is everything. The stronger the foundation of a building, the stronger the building will be. The same is true for us as Christians. The stronger our foundation, the stronger our faith. Do you want to have a stronger faith in your walk with Jesus Christ? Then we need to build that foundation. Because the stronger that foundation becomes, the stronger our faith in Christ will come. And so as we think about that, Jesus is our foundation. And as our foundation, we need to know who He is and what He has done for us. And so as we think about that, there's a few very crucial truths that need to be the foundation that you and I walk the path that God has laid for us. There are certain things that we need to believe about Jesus, what we call foundational truths. We must believe that He is God. He is not just a good person. He is not just a good teacher. He is God. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word." We know Word is an analogy for Jesus. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So in John 1:1, we clearly see the truth that Jesus is God. That is a powerful foundational truth. We must believe that He lived a perfect life. You know, we sin, we mess up, we make mistakes. Jesus didn't. Hebrews 4:15, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet He did not sin." We need to believe that He died for us. Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We need to believe that He offers us salvation. John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You and I cannot get on the right path without Jesus. Because the right path, the path that leads to heaven, is the path that is laid out by the precious blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. And the only way that we can get there is when we have a right relationship with Him, when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. And the beautiful truth is that He offers us that salvation. We must believe that He's making a place for us. John 14:2, "My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?" So once we give our hearts and our lives to Christ, He's preparing a place for us. He is preparing an eternal home, and we must believe that He's coming back to get us. John 14:3, "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, you may also be." And so as we look at these foundational truths, we must believe that Jesus is God, that He did live a perfect life, that He did die on the cross, that He did rise again, that He is coming back for us to take us home to be with Him in heaven. And when we believe these truths, these foundational truths, it becomes much easier to walk the path that is laid out for us. Why? Because we see the love that God has for us. We see the love that Jesus has for us to the point that He took our place on the cross. We are to live our lives on the path that Jesus has laid out. After all, the word Christian means little Christs or Christ-like. As a Christian, we should look and act like Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul writes, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." And so we are to follow after the example of Jesus Christ. As we walk, we are to take our stand in His ways. So what does it look like to have Jesus as our foundation? So we talked about some foundational truths that we need to have. So what does our life look like if Jesus is our foundation? Number one, our lives are built upon Jesus and what He did on the cross. That's what it looks like. We have given our heart and our life to Jesus Christ. Number two, we spend time in and trust in His Word. You know, what does it look like to have a foundation built upon Christ? Well, we spend time in His Word, reading it, studying it. Three, we live our life by the Spirit of God that is in us. When Jesus becomes our foundation, we live our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit telling us to do? What is the Holy Spirit saying to us? And number four, we hope in His return, knowing that He's coming back for us one day. What incredible truth. Christ is coming back for us. And that should help us stay on the path. When we do these, we are steadfast. When we have Jesus as our foundation, when we trust in His Word, when we live by the power of the Holy Spirit, when we hold on to the hope of the return, we become steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm or be steadfast. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." When we find ourselves in the work of the Lord instead of the work of the world, we cannot be moved, and the enemy cannot trip us up. When we get knocked down, when we get knocked off the path, when we become the people that God did not intend, it's not because of God. It's because we got off the path and we took our focus off the Lord and put it on the world. And so we have got to be careful that we do not turn. Verse 27 says, "Do not turn to the left or the right. Remove your foot from evil." When using a GPS, if you get off the path, it'll let you know. All of a sudden, recalculating, make a U-turn at the next legal spot, turn around. If you get off the path, that GPS is going to let you know. And it's going to work hard to get you back on the right path so you can reach your destination. Sometimes in our lives, we need to hear recalculating. Sometimes we need something yelling at us. You're off the path. You need to turn around. You need to do a U-turn. After all, isn't that what the word repent means? To do a U-turn? Now you're going one direction, you turn around and start going back. Sometimes you and I need that voice in our head saying, recalculating. You've gotten off the path. You need to get back on. You need to get where you're going. As we walk down the path, we must be careful that we don't get off, that we don't go to the right or to the left. Not only does our enemy put things in our path, but he will also try to get us to leave the path. You know, we need to understand something about our enemy. The enemy's goal is not just to trip us up. The enemy's goal is to completely get us off the path. He wants us to focus on ourselves. He wants us to focus on us. He wants us to be internally focused. He doesn't want us focused on the lost. He doesn't want us loving and caring for each other. He doesn't want us united. He doesn't want us being a people of prayer. He wants there to be division and disunity and fighting and backbiting and arguing and division, getting people to trip up. Because if you trip up enough, you're going to get off that path and get on a smoother path. And that's part of His goal, is He wants to get us off the path. And we got to be careful not to let Him. We cannot turn to the right or to the left, but we stay on the straight and narrow road following the cross of Jesus Christ. What is our guideline? the cross of Jesus. It comes down to us making the right choices. You know, God allows us to choose, and we must decide what aligns with His Word. His Word gives us an excellent GPS for the path that we are to walk. You know, the Bible, if we read the Bible, it can scream at us sometimes, recalculating. Because it helps us to see when we get off the path and helps us to know the right path to get back on. Because here's a powerful truth that sometimes we forget. Evil is real. And it calls us to come and follow. Evil is real. The enemy is real. Satan is real. And he is going to do everything in his power to divide the people of God, to divide the church of God. And if we're not careful, we can get off the path and let him. When we go to Adam and Eve, we see how easily they were incited to take the fruit they were not to take. How easy did Adam and Eve get off the path when they saw the fruit? David, a man after God's own heart, was incited to take what he should not when he saw the woman. How easy was it for David to get off the right path? In Joshua, we learn about a man named Achan who saw what he wanted and took it even though he knew it was wrong. Joshua 7:1 says, "But the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. They were not to take anything from Jericho." But how quickly did he get off the path? Saul, the first king of Israel, and the men took the best of what they were to totally destroy. In 1 Samuel 15:9 it says, "But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and the lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak they totally destroyed." This is what led to God rejecting Saul as king and sending Samuel to anoint David. Because Saul got off the path that God laid out. And so again, I want to come back to the question that we asked at the beginning. What path are we on today? What path do you find yourself on today? Are we living our lives for the Lord or the things of the world? Have we turned to the right or the left and now we find ourselves lost in the woods? If we are on the right path, may we stay on that path. If we're off the path, let's get back on. We are to keep ourselves from evil as we live for Jesus. We are to choose to do what is right. Even though we have made mistakes in the past, we can do what is right in the present and the future. You cannot change what you did in the past, but you can change what you do tomorrow. You can change what you do today. We can't fix what we did, but we can change what we do. And that's an important, powerful truth. Today, we ponder the path that we are on and see if it lines up with the path that Jesus called us to walk. Because the beautiful truth is, God has given you and I everything that we need to stay on the right path. In 2 Peter, Peter writes, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness." God has given us everything that we need to live a godly life. So what is God saying to you today? Let's ponder our path. Are we on the right path? Let's be established in Jesus. May Jesus Christ be our firm and strong foundation. Let's not turn to the right or left, but go down the straight path that God has laid out. May we stay on the path laid out for us by Jesus, and let's kick the enemy to the curb. My dear church people, let's get on the path laid out by God and kick Satan out. Awesome Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this passage. I thank you for this word that you have given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would just move. I pray that you would help each and every one of us to ponder the path. I pray that you would help each and every one of us be on the path that you have laid out, the path of the cross through the power of Jesus. I pray, Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you, that today they would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would surrender their heart and their life to you, knowing that there is absolutely no other way to get to heaven except through the precious blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. And Lord, I pray that if there's someone here that's gotten off the path, that you will help them to get back on the path, that you would help each and every one of us live and walk down the straight and narrow. And awesome Father, I pray that as we get on the path, there'd be no room for Satan. I pray that he'd have to stay on the outskirts, that we would just kick him out of our homes, our lives, our families, and that we would kick him out of this church and not give him any room to move or breathe or walk, that we would let him know he ain't welcome here no more. Amen. Lord, help each and every one of us as individuals and as a church ponder the path. May we walk the path laid out by you. It's in the beautiful name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen.